It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Link to Remain Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here for you every Sunday afternoon, 24-7, with extra shows, content, guests, analysis, archives to all of our shows at DaveJanda.com. I am honored to have back with me someone who is beyond a fan favorite. He is Freedom's favorite, Major General Paul Vallely. He has dedicated his life, his time, and his efforts, not just while he was in the military, but since retirement, to every American, actually to every person of the world's freedom and liberty. For those of you not familiar with Major General Paul Vallely, let's give you some background, bring you up to speed. Paul retired from the U.S. Army as Deputy Commanding General, U.S. Army, and he graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army, serving a distinguished career of 32 years. Paul is a graduate of the Infantry School, Ranger and Airborne Schools, Jump Master School, and the Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. Paul has served over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations, and he also served in many overseas theaters to include Europe and the Pacific Rim countries, as well as two combat tours in Vietnam. He also served as a consultant to the commanding general of the Special Operations Command. Well, when most folks have that type of career, they retire to the beach or they go fishing, but not Paul. Paul redoubled his efforts in focusing on the freedom and liberty of every person in our country and the world, and he did so in a number of different respects. First, he established an incredible website, chock full of great information that the bought-off lamestream fake media will never speak about. Stand Up America US, don't forget the US, standupamericaus.org. Paul is also a very prolific writer. He is one of the co-authors of The Invisible Treason in America, Beyond Treason, the Dismantling of America, and The Golden Era. It is my privilege, pleasure, and honor to welcome back General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure to do your show. You have one of the best shows in the country, no doubt about it.
Well, thank you. That's very kind, and it means a tremendous amount coming from you, Paul, that statement. Paul, you have always put people ahead of the curve. You've been targeted for doing so. So has a good friend of yours, a regular on this platform as well, General Tom McInerney. As far back as 2017, you, General McInerney, and Ace Lyons, God rest his soul, had come on our platform and had spoken about the treason, and you wrote about it in your books as well, that was perpetrated through the Obama administration, including such individuals as Obama, Biden, Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Brennan, the then director of the CIA, Clapper, the then director of national intelligence, Comey, the then director of the FBI, Mueller, the former director of the FBI, of their role in illegal surveillance and in their role of trying to, if you will, undo, manipulate elections, in particular the 2016 election and then the 2020 election and the like. And you put us ahead of that curve as far back as 2017. Got a lot of grief for it. General Mike Flynn recently said the following, and I'd like your take, because here we are 8 years later, and what's coming out, we had John Ratcliffe, the CIA director, recently come out and say, quote, "All the world can now see the truth. Brennan, Clapper, and Comey manipulated intelligence and silenced career professionals all to get Trump," end quote. General Flynn said, "John Brennan, Comey, and former Director of National Intelligence and longtime bureaucrat consumed by the deep state James Clapper are the architects of a silent coup. They didn't just lie. They launched an internal war on a duly elected president and the American people who put him there. It wasn't oversight. It wasn't treason. It was treason wrapped in a security clearance. A covert operation carried out out from within the highest levels of our own government. They weaponized the agencies we trusted. They falsified intelligence. They abused every tool. Yeah, that tool actually had a name. as we've discussed umpteen times, that being that hammer platform. They abused every tool meant to protect us, to target us instead, and for what? To stop Donald Trump, a duly elected president of the United States, and to undermine the American system of government, and to stop the people of this country. And they fear sunlight, they fear accountability, but most of all, they fear a nation of awakened patriots. We don't forget, we won't forgive, and we won't stop until justice is served. Paul, your take on General Flynn's statement.
Well, he's absolutely correct. Of course, I know General Flynn very well. We can see the work that we've done starting from the election in 2016, 2017, there was a coup planned. These gentlemen that you just mentioned, and there's about 51 more, by the way, involved in treason, they became domestic enemies of the United States, and that they try to dismantle our country, dismantle Trump, and for that, they need to be punished. Now, it's not what we call retribution, Dave. These people actually committed crimes against America, and that's why they have to be indicted and tried. The investigations now have been opened up on Brennan and Comey. Others will follow, and we'll see what happens. But they need to be put in handcuffs immediately. They're dangerous people, will continue to be. But they think they can continue to operate as they have in the past. Their days are over. They need to go to jail.
So, Paul, now let's turn from domestic issues. Let's turn internationally.
Okay.
Let's get your take. Since we last spoke on the radio, we have seen the escalation of issues in the and conflict in the Middle East between Iran and Israel. But right now, as we speak, we now have a ceasefire in place, and have now for several weeks, much to the surprise of the punditry out there that anticipated the ceasefire would last for about two hours at best. But here we are, weeks into it, and so far so good. Paul, give us your take on the Iran-Israel situation and what you think is going to be coming down the road in the Middle East.
Well, it looks like Trump promised that he would take out the nuclear facilities or degrade them. That has been done with the assistance of Israel and the number of fighter soarings that they sent over Iran to take out the missile sites and other military targets. But now we have a situation where we do have turmoil, but the Ayatollahs are still in charge. We have two expatriate groups working outside of Iran to replace the Ayatollahs, the National Council of Resistance in Iran, formerly called the MEK, that operates out of a city north of Paris. And then you have Fire Cyrus Force, Iran, which operates out of Florida. And these are very senior people. They have insights of what's happening inside Iran. A lot of people don't realize it, Dave, but Iran is made up of several ethnic groups. Mm-hmm. You've got the Azerbaijanis in the north, the Persians primarily in the Tehran area, Arabs in the south and the north, and the Kurds, and the Baluchis from Baluchistan. And they all have their different outlooks as far as the future of Iran and what it should be. But Cyrus Force Iran has written a new constitution to replace the existing Ayatollah constitution now. So, but Sabah, their secret police service, are very strong, and it's prevented any of these revolutionary groups or patriotic groups to be able to be successful in overthrowing the Ayatollahs. And I think everybody realizes now someone else has got to replace the Ayatollahs if they want a true Republic of Iran and a future peaceful Iran.
So now let's turn to your take on the Russia-Ukraine situation. Right? We've seen escalation on both sides of the equation. We have seen President Trump trying to initiate a peace initiative that some days looks like it's progressing in a positive manner, and then other days, you know, three steps backwards. So, Paul, give us your take. You've been integral in peace initiatives. When Obama was president, I believe if he was trying to initiate World War III in Syria, and